It's time for the game plan as we talk Maine Black Bear football. Our Black Bear report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor and online at creative-ps.com. We are joined by my radio partner as the voice of the Black Bears, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
How are you doing on this beautiful afternoon, Red?
Well, you know my love of fall weather, so I'm doing just great on a day like this.
Me as well. I love the cooler temperatures, bright sunshine, blue skies. Couldn't get better.
No, it's fantastic. Great weekend for football for the Black Bears. Want to first, though, mention, and thank you for alerting me to it, a wonderful piece that the folks at the Colonial Athletic Association did and posted. I know it's up on their social media, maybe on their website as well, but a wonderful little salute to the 1982 Black Bears, the Yankee Conference champions that you were a part of.
Yeah, it was very nice. Myself and Steve Keating had a chance on Tuesday to talk with the CAA folks, and they asked some questions about that season, and we shared some information, and it was nice to reflect on those memories.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Black Bears here. Last weekend, second loss in a row for Maine, and it was looking pretty dire in the first half, but then we finally saw some offensive spark from the Bears in the second half.
Yeah, and Joe Fagnano was particularly impressive, Rich. In the second half against Colgate, he was 21 of 31 for 212 yards and one touchdown passing, and he rushed 6 yards for a touchdown. And that's what Maine needs to build on going into BC this Saturday. They do have to get the ball, I think, to playmakers in space, like Freddie Brock, Xavier Scott, Montego Moss. And they obviously have to get more balance in their offense. But I think, number one, Rich, they've got to play for 60 minutes with that passion and that grit and that determination. And they need to play with poise and play smart.
Well, they know Boston College very well. They've been a frequent opponent in recent years. And Maine has played some pretty competitive games with the Eagles.
Well, they have. And the last one was in 2015. And that game was 10-3 after three quarters, and Maine was putting up a pretty good scrap. They led 3-0 at the end of the first period. The big thing in these games, Rich, as we've learned over the years, if you go back all 28 FBS games that Maine has played, they've only averaged 87.6 yards rushing per game. So that's something they really have to focus on so they have some balance and don't have Fagnano sitting in that pocket on third and long situations. I think Maine can be very competitive in this game. I think they have a good shot if they really can get those playmakers in space and get off to a good start. That's going to be really critical, I think, in the game tomorrow night.
Well, as we look at this matchup with Boston College, you mentioned the running game, and last week, pretty good productivity from both Elijah Barnwell and from Brock. They need both those guys to get it going. And as you've said time and time again, Joe Fagnano needs to be a running threat. He doesn't need to rack up 20 carries, but needs to take it every once in a while just to keep this BC defense honest.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Want to see Fagnano run maybe 12 times a game. He had 11 rushes for 11 yards against Colgate, but he had that 6-yard touchdown run. And on the first play of the game against Colgate, he kept it on that zone read and picked up 4 yards. So I think, again, to keep the defense guessing, he needs to run more. And then in terms of Brock and Barnwell, we know Barnwell has the power and the ability to run between the tackles and make plays. And Freddie Brock is just so dangerous in space. And Maine's got to find a way to get him to that second level and let him make a couple people miss and take the top off the defense. You know, last week, Barnwell had 66 yards rushing, and Brock chipped in with 9 rushes for 35 yards. I look for them to build on that going into this game this week.
And Joe Fignano established some pretty good targets last week. Montego Moss has got 6 catches, 55 yards, and picked up a touchdown last week. Like to see Xavier Scott get more involved in the offense, and obviously a go-to guy. He may be the best tight end in the CAA. Sean Bowman off to another big start.
Yeah, Bowman's playing real well. 5 receptions for 73 yards last week. You mentioned Moss. He's also played well. 4 receptions for 36 yards and a touchdown against Colgate. Xavier Scott had 2 receptions for 23 yards. But those guys are all those playmakers we talk about. We haven't seen the ball thrown a lot to Jacob Henney. He's also smooth, silky, you know, type route runner and has good hands. So he may get in the mix a little bit more here. Tyrese Baptiste had 1 reception for 17 yards. We like what we've seen from him. I think the key is balance. You know, offensive balance. If they can get that ground game going and balance it with throwing, that's when they're most effective. Maine made a couple of adjustments in the second half against Colgate that I really liked, Rich. They got the ball out of the hands of Fignano quicker with slant routes and out routes and bubble screens. And then the other thing they did, I thought, that was really good is they rolled Fignano out of the pocket.
Right.
So he had some layered routes and some different options. And he did a nice job throwing back, crossing routes, and really he kept that defense guessing as to where he was going to throw it as he was running left to right or right to left.
We're talking with Bob Lucy about the matchup with Maine and Boston College tomorrow night. Defensively for the Black Bears, they'll go up against a veteran quarterback, a grad student, Phil Jerkovich. But the running game has been virtually non-existent. I don't know that I've ever seen this. A team 2 games into the season averaging only 16 rushing yards per game.
No, I don't think I've seen that either, Rich. 16 and a half, to be accurate, rushing yards per game. They don't have any rushing touchdowns this year. They replaced all 5 starters on the offensive line. So they've got some inexperience there, and they're banged up a little bit, as Maine has been in that offensive line. So I think that's been one issue. And then the other issue, I think, is just that, you know, they haven't been able to generate that ground game, so they've gone to the passing game, and the offensive line has struggled at times protecting the quarterback, Phil Jerkovich, in the pocket. He's been sacked 9 times so far this year. So, you know, I think for Maine, obviously, they're looking to shut down that run, make BC one-dimensional, and then turn the heat up in the pocket and see if they can get Jerkovich to the ground. He's a big guy, 6'5", 214 pounds. He started 6 games last year, had 915 yards passing and 7 touchdown passes, and he ran for 322 yards and 5 touchdowns. This is another dual threat, a guy that started his career at Notre Dame, played there for 2 years, transferred to BC, and he's got big play potential, and Maine is going to have to cocoon him in the pocket.
And need to keep an eye, too, on a very dangerous wide receiver, a senior from Fort Lauderdale, Zay Flowers.
Yeah, Zay Flowers has got tremendous speed, and he's slippery in space. They've got a number of wide receivers that are very fast and very nimble. Zay Flowers, over his career, Rich, 136 receptions for 2,175 yards, 19 touchdowns, and he's rushed 48 times for 328 yards and 2 touchdowns. So again, this is a dual threat guy that can catch the ball, and also we're likely to see him on some jet sweeps. Maine is going to have to defend the perimeter, and it's going to have to be swarm-level pursuit to stop Flowers. Also, Jaden Williams, who's got 5 receptions for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns this year. And Jalen Gill, who's got, over his career, 57 receptions for 749 yards and 2 TDs. So they've got experience, and they've got skill and speed at the wide receiver position.
Well, it's a big game for both teams, Bob, but especially for a Boston College team that has been bowl eligible for the last 2 years. They had some confidence and some high hopes about this season, but back-to-back tough games with Virginia Tech and Rutgers may have them wondering if they're as good as they thought.
Well, they're 0-2 for the first time since 2011. And, you know, they just haven't been able to produce, as we said, any kind of a ground game. And in order to get that passing game going, they need to get the ground game going as well, so there's some balance and they're not put in those third and long situations. But I do think they have playmakers on offense, and they've got a very good defense, Rich, particularly at the back end. Their secondary is outstanding. And, you know, guys like their cornerback, Elijah Jones, got 106 career tackles, 16 pass breakups. Free safety Jason Maitre has got 7 starts last year, and he's got big play potential. Over his career, 96 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, 16 pass breakups. Their strong safety is also outstanding. They returned 4 starters from their defense last year, and right now they're only allowing 125 passing yards per game, and they've only allowed, I believe, 1 passing touchdown all season. So the defensive secondary is probably the strongest area on their team, but they've also got some excellent people up front, including Marcus Valdez, one of their defensive ends, a 6-foot, 256-pounder, and he's got 110 career tackles, 20.5 career tackles for a loss, and 9.5 sacks. So he's going to be hard to handle on their defensive front.
And for Maine defensively, we saw the emergence last week of a guy that, well, you've thought for a couple of years can be an impact player for the Black Bears, and that's linebacker Darius McKenzie.
Yeah, I really like Darius McKenzie. I have since his true freshman year. He's only a sophomore now, but he's been battling injuries, and he got some playing time against Colgate. He's 6'3", 240 pounds, and he does a great job squaring up to the line of scrimmage, quickly reading plays, and then attacking on the snap. We saw that almost his very first play in the game. He sacked the quarterback, had a couple other nice plays on defense. So probably look to see more of him in this game Saturday night.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Looks like a great weather for Maine and Boston College tomorrow night with a 7:30 kickoff. The big challenge for us, Bob, as it's been a couple of times in the past, is to make sure we know where we leave the car in the parking garage.
Yes, that 10% problems, Rich. It's an interesting game for us because we don't usually travel down to the site of the game on the day of the game unless we're going to New Hampshire. But with the night game, you and I have made that decision. I believe we're leaving around 10 o'clock, needing to anticipate the possibility of traffic jams, a construction, maybe some car trouble. I know it's hard to believe, but we want to be there by 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we'll figure out time of departure, but we're looking forward to it tomorrow. Should be a whole lot of fun. Bob, thanks as always for breaking it down, and we'll see you in the morning.
Okay, sounds good, Rich.
That's Bob Lucy with The Game Plan, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, where you can take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty at Creative Print Services, Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.